Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended looking at God's goal in our life. Now, my friend, please do not think God's goal is to make us smart or good-looking or rich or popular or any of that jazz. Oh, no. God's goal in our life, my friend, is to have Christ formed in us. Paul, Galatians 4:19 tells us, "My little children, of whom I travailed in birth again," or birth from above, or saved today, "until Christ be formed in you." Wow, did you get that, my friend? Until Christ be formed in you. And why? So that we, Christ and us, can be formed together. Wow. Funny how millions upon millions say they are Christians and even do good works for God, but know not God's goals in their life. This boggles my mind. Sadly, at the heart of this lack of knowledge is also a lack of what it takes to be saved. If we have the correct understanding and we are in Christ, then we will come into an experience of knowing God. My friend, Christian growth or sanctification is never the result of getting more of Christ. Let me say that again. Christian growth or sanctification is never the result of getting more of Christ. Oh no. Rather, it is a matter of the Christ that we have already received being made manifest in and through us. Well, how does that happen? Paul helps us again here in 1 Corinthians 1:29-31. Paul writes that no flesh, that's our old man, our old carnal nature, should, as an option of our choosing, glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. Wow. Now, this brings us back to our passage in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. No, you will note that it is our joining to the Lord that makes us a new creature. Let me say that again. It is our joining to the Lord which makes us that new creature. You will also note that everything that is of that new creature is, well, it's all new. And just as important, all of this newness that constitutes the new creature comes from God alone. The Greek actually reads, "And all things that constitutes that new creature are all out from God." So what we have is this: when we are joined to the Lord in spirit, and we become one with Him in spirit, what is birthed in us then is that new creature in Christ Jesus. We become one with Christ in both His death and His resurrection. Old things are passed away. In the Greek it says, old things are passed over through His death, and all things have become new. Note that we do not bring anything new into this relationship. Let me say that again. You and I bring nothing new into this relationship. Christ brings all and is our all and all in us in this spiritual joining. That is why Paul says all things are from out of God. In contrast, nothing new is from out of us. I hope you're getting this, my friend, for if we miss this critical truth, then we miss the opportunity to be saved. My friend, we cannot be saved unless we truly understand this spiritual arrangement, that God's divine spiritual principles for salvation. Wow. But walking the aisle will not do it. Repeating a prayer after the pastor will not do it. The working your little fingers to the bones for God will not do it. Oh no. Only us understanding the divine spiritual principle and allowing it to have expression in our heart and life out from us to the world, now that will do it. As I have said in the past, a Christian is not someone who does good things, goes to the church every time the doors are open, or even someone who religiously reads the Bible and pays their tithes and prays at least five times a day. Oh no. Now listen, this is what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who has been joined to the Lord Jesus Christ and made one with Him, and thus has received all that Christ is and all that Christ has done. Wow, this is a far cry from what the nominal church in Christendom would say what a Christian is. I wondered why the nominal church in the world of Christendom, or even the denominations, have missed this so. Years ago, Karen and I were charter members of OPAS, or Onslow Protect Our Students. OPAS was the only organization in Onslow County that opposed Shift North Carolina, an LGBTQ plus organization trying to get into the Onslow school system under the pretense of sexual abstinence. But in reality, they were nothing more than pedophiles and sodomites. Well, we succeeded after we got the churches in the county educated, and we thank God for this, but Karen and I were the only voices on the original steering committee of OPAS that denounced the homosexual agenda. Two Baptist pastors from a big Baptist church in town spoke behind our backs, and we were asked to leave the committee of OPAS. So, we did. After all, we did not have a big church to run. We didn't have salaries to pay. We didn't have a higher level of control to answer to. We were told we were unloving to the homosexuals when we called out their perversion and ungodly lifestyle. We were told that, you know, that they have Christian members in their church that are homosexual and we are offending them. Wow. How foolish and how sad these pastors were and still are today. That they did not know what it takes to be saved. That they were deceived to the truth. They knew not God and His ways. And worse, they wanted no one, especially us, you know, walking with the Lord, you know, to, you know, tell them that they, you know, they are wrong. Wow. Now, please notice that a Christian is not one who is made to look like Christ or just merely act like Jesus by following certain rules and doctrines and principles. Oh, no. That is not sanctification. Rather, a Christian is one who is joined to the Lord through Jesus Christ Himself and who wants to live through them. Do you believe this, my friend? If not, then do not call yourself a Christian. You lie, and the truth of the Word of God is not in you. The natural man and the flesh, the old Adamic nature, is now under the cross of Christ. It has no place in that new creature. It is passing away as we believe. But here's the bad news, my friend. If we stop believing and stop allowing God to work in our lives through His dealings and His judgments, we will then stop His unfolding, and we will stop experiencing Him, and then we will no longer be that new creation. You know, it begins to weaken, and our old nature, then that carnal, fleshly soul man, becomes stronger and stronger as we feast on the things of this world. Wow, feast on the things of this world. John tells us in 1 John 2:15, love not this world, nor the things in this. Well, I just can't believe the number of Christians that I see that has this love for the world. You know, they would rather watch TV and do all of these things. They have their programs and their worldly songs, and they can sing all the rock and roll songs and stuff, and it, you know, of the world, and it's just this love for the world is coming out of them. Yet they profess Christ, but that's not the truth. They have not the truth in them. Amen. Love not this world, nor the things in this world. We need to love the Father so much more. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that you're getting this teaching. We are joined with Christ. We are joined with Christ. And when we are joined with Christ, you know, we become one with Him. Wow, now that is the definition of being a Christian and not what Christendom would say. More next week. God bless. Listen, I will talk to you all next week. Amen.